Speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the So-Called Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And the Halos are on the road playing Cincinnati this evening. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of your weekend with us. We do appreciate it. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Talking about enthusiastic, there is a chef and restaurateur in San Pedro who represents the fourth generation of his family that have been restaurateur chefs. The Trainee family is kind of a dynasty in San Pedro, and it's a small community, and everybody knows who the players are. And just about a year ago, we were talking with owner chef Dustin Trainee, who was just about to open his most recent and most ambitious project, that being Trainee's Dockside Station in a historic building in San Pedro. Dustin has been very active, and we have some things to catch up on, not the least of which is the upcoming year anniversary of the very ambitious Trainee's Dockside Station and all kinds of new things coming into the restaurant. So it is a pleasure to welcome back, who recently was in New York doing the CCAP annual gala, the national one, Chef Dustin Trainee. Chef Dustin, good morning and welcome back.
Andy, how you doing, my friend? It's great to hear from you.
Thanks, Chef. Always fun. So, did any fish roll over from the wholesale market right across the way from you yet today? I love one of your Instagram reels that has how you get your delivery. It doesn't come on a truck. It comes on a handcart right across the parking lot. Gotta love that. And then the tail of the fish is sticking out of the end of the box. Can it get any fresher than that?
Yeah, and that's it absolutely does not. I mean, and that's the beauty of Dockside down there is we're 30 steps from the wholesale market where anything and everything that's caught locally, commercially, comes here through San Pedro. And, you know, we have relationships of generations with a lot of the fishermen as well as the owners of the market. So we're like, hey, they literally give us the key to go over there and just grab what we need and you know, we just grabbed the invoice on our way out. But it's quite unique.
Well, you know, it makes it fun because, of course, you know, growing up in San Pedro and being a fourth generation chef restaurateur in your family, you know a couple of things about fresh seafood, and it doesn't scare you. So when some of those wholesalers get something really odd, I know it goes right across the parking lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, by catching, you have bycatch, you have stuff that you might have one or two off that, you know, they don't necessarily have a market for, but then we're right there and it doesn't get any fresher. We've been featuring a leopard shark on the menu where we do our fish and chips variation of it. And it is one of the most delicious meats that I've ever had. Like, it's so delicate and buttery and it just absolutely unbelievable, and it's just so unique to have, like, just to have that kind of access to these little special things, and that's what the menu is always evolving. So anytime you come in, you never know what's going to be featured or what's going to be fresh.
Well, you know, Dustin, I hear leopard shark is wonderful. I've not had the chance to experience yet, but I hear in the shark family, which I think a lot of people don't realize, a lot of shark is edible and quite tasty. You know, this is kind of the king of the hill. So, you know, I'm glad you're able to utilize that. And, you know, that's another reason why if you enjoy seafood and a chef that can execute seafood, which sometimes doesn't always go together, you need to get yourself down to Trainee's Dockside Station. And you don't have to worry about parking because, boy, you got a lot of easy parking there. And, you know, Dustin, that can be a real aggravation these days. I'm sure you've seen around town what some of these valet parking fees are where there's no possibility of finding a lot or anything on the street. I mean, it's almost like extortion.
No, yeah, absolutely. And that's been like a huge kind of like factor to when we were opening down there. We're like, look how, you know, the parking is everywhere. The development is in full swing in San Pedro with the adjacent warehouses, the Altice, that are building up these 19, 14 beautiful warehouses. Each one is 40,000 square feet, and I think it's about six of them. And they're doing this beautiful marine, oceanic research facilities that is just state-of-the-art, unbelievable. It's bringing so much draw down there. We're doing actually the grand opening, which will be May 20th, and we're doing a kickoff party at Dockside for them. But, you know, parking is key, like you said.
Well, no, it's, you know, it's good when there's easy, convenient parking, and the fact that it's free is a bonus. I mean, I don't mind paying something reasonable for parking as long as it's convenient, but it doesn't always work out that way. Now, Dustin, CCAP has kind of been a theme this morning because we were just speaking with Nancy Silverton, who is going to be the chef honoree for the Careers Through Culinary Arts program benefit that's coming up May 17th at the Jonathan Club, the annual gala. You've been a longtime supporter of CCAP, and earlier in the month, you were back in New York with a good friend of the SoCal Restaurant Show, who's also a good friend of yours, Neil Frazier of the Redbird in downtown Los Angeles at what was the Viviana Cathedral of Los Angeles. And you cooked, you had a station at the National Gala for CCAP that was on one of the piers in New York. Tell us a little bit about that evening, because I understand it was a thundering success.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I was a CCAP alum back in San Pedro High School. They've been nothing but gracious to anybody and everybody. So it's an amazing cause. And Mr. G founded the whole operation that is, you know, he just cares so much, and he's, you know, trying to do so much for the students and really guides young chefs to becoming great at what they, and executing their vision and future in the culinary scene. But the event itself was just, I was talking to Chef Neil, and we were like, yeah, let's go back to New York and, you know, do this thing, because it's just fun. And, you know, to get back there and then just have that many extremely talented chefs in one room, and like just getting a chance to walk around and try different food and just meet so many people. And it was funny because we were featuring our Peruvian-based scallops with the Thai vinaigrette, the coconut. I believe you've had those before, right?
You got it right, Chef. I'm just saying, my flavor memory is coming back.
Yeah, they're a huge flavor pop, and like it's one of our slam dunk items that's been the most popular at both restaurants. So we feature those, and just walking around the room and just, you know, and just being shoulder to shoulder so many great chefs like Daniel Baludin, you know, so many awesome just people in the culinary field. And it's just just to get talk to the students and you know, and just have so many great awesome feedback with everybody there. It's just a special night.
Well, Dustin, you describe it well. By coincidence, the Los Angeles program for CCAP is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, if you can believe it or not. And yesterday morning was the annual scholarship awards breakfast, where the best of the best of the CCAP students, seniors, are awarded scholarships to culinary schools across the country. And Dustin, you'd be proud to know that yesterday for the Los Angeles area, which also includes Ventura County, and there's also schools that are in Long Beach, $714,000 in scholarships was awarded. And I'll repeat that number because it's a good one. $714,000. Yeah. So, Dustin, you can say on your own that over the years, CCAP both founding in New York by Richard Grossman, who I understand alums refer to as Mr. G. I did not know that because I call him Richard, but you know, I guess I need to now start calling him Mr. G, because that seems to be what the prevailing attitude is. But you know, really amazing as far as it's all concerned. And one of the nice things about Dustin in terms of the awards banquet, and I know it's early, but we got to get you there next year so you can kind of see the fruits of some of your labor. So I'll make sure that that happens. But as part of the ceremony now, all the students introduce themselves in 30 seconds. They go around the room. And the stories, the struggles that these students have gone through. Some of them come from single family or single parent households with no resources and you know, in terms of the money is just not there, and how CCAP has given them a different motivation and a sense of purpose. And we'll pick up that conversation on the other side. We are speaking with restaurateur chef Dustin Traney of the Traney family in San Pedro, fourth generation chef restaurateur. Two current restaurants are J. Traney's Ristorante with an Italian flair, and then right by the port, Traney's Dockside Station. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll see you on the other side.